Downtown Los Angeles is where NPR's Noah Adams told us he was going yesterday afternoon. Noah's a visiting reporter for Day to Day this week, sort of wandering around the city here and talking with people who work low-paying jobs. Noah, what's up downtown?
Downtown. We drove slow from NPR West in Culver City, and you drive down there and you begin to see the sort of frosty-looking high office towers there just rising up.
Yeah.
It's really kind of majestic. Small stores, wholesale and retail, it just kind of riot of color and sounds down there.
And very popular shopping.
Yeah, I bet. Then I saw a building that was clearly a factory building from way back, 407 East Pico. It's called the Allied Crafts Building, and figured that something had to be going on in there, clothes had to be made in there. So we walked in and got into an old-fashioned elevator.
This is a factory. All factories.
All factories?
Yeah.
So there we are, 10th floor, factory building. What do you do? You can't see anything. Walk down the hallway here and just start opening these black steel doors, and you see these sewing lofts. People in there working very hard at sewing machines. We'd open doors and people would smile, some people would frown. A young Korean man, a manager, let us talk with one of his sewers in one of these places.
Well, we do every kind of clothes. I sew, these are blouse.
Hi, what you guys doing right here?
We're doing a little radio story about work in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but you can do it right here. You this is a private property. My boss, he told me somebody coming to do that. Don't let it do it. I understand you do your work, you know, but this is my work too.
So this guy is throwing you out. It's a security guy who showed up and he said you can't be here.
Yeah, a lot of sensitivity about the sweatshop stories have been in the news over the years. And we went a few floors down, opened another door. We talked with a woman named Carrie about what her sewers were making.
Tops to wear, pants and dress and skirts and everything. Shorts, just like that.
A lot of bright colors.
Yeah. Cheap things.
Yes.
Now, Carrie's from Korea. She's been working in the sewing factories here for 30 years in Los Angeles. And she couldn't really tell us, wouldn't tell us what her people were making. And so, anyway, we left and went downstairs finally. And it made sense to find somebody on a lunch break outside standing in the sunshine.
Right.
Didn't want to get anybody in trouble. Found a fellow there named Ephraim. And he's been doing piecework sewing in Los Angeles for more than 20 years.
This is the only thing I can do. I don't know how to do another job.
So he sounds Latino. I guess most of the workers there are.
Yeah, we heard a few Korean supervisors. Most of the workers are Latino. He's from Guatemala. He has a wife and three kids back in Guatemala. He hasn't seen them for 5 years. And here's the reason.
I'm illegal. I don't have papers. That's why I'm still working here.
So he'd have a very difficult time. He'd have to come across the border illegally. He was standing in the sun. He had a cold, a fever, still shaking a little bit. And here's what he said when I asked kind of a silly question about his work.
Is it hard work for you?
Of course it's hard.
What's hard about it?
Because we work like 12 hours a day. You get a back pain, you know.
Can you get up and leave the sewing machine whenever you want?
That's what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, relax, because I got a pain.
He's talking about some back pain there. He sews seams on the bottoms of shirts and sleeves, makes $1,000 a month, he says, sends 300 home for his family in Guatemala, his kids' education. He dreams of visiting there. But he really has to stay here and make some more money. Now, Alex, he's working for a company he feels like he can trust. Sometimes the companies, as we heard, come and go without paying people.
I have 5 years working here, and they pay every week.
They're paying cash?
No, they pay a check.
A check?
Check.
Do you have a bank account?
No, but there is a paycheck, and they change 1%.
1%?
Yeah.
Thank you for talking with us.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's Ephraim. He rides the bus to work. He doesn't have a car, doesn't have insurance. If he's sick, he doesn't get paid.
Nice guy to talk to you, though. Noah Adams reporting this week for Day to Day. How about the future tomorrow?
Going out today to find some fun for Friday.